This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. In 1763, the Mozart family visited Paris for the first time. Young Wolfgang and his sister Maria Anna were shown off as the prodigies they were. They played concerts, were introduced to the royal family, and Wolfgang's music was published for the first time. He was 7 years old. Fifteen years later, Wolfgang returned to Paris looking for a job. His father, Leopold, remembered the successes of their first visit and the connections they had made, and so Wolfgang and his mother set off on the long, uncomfortable journey from Salzburg. The visit began well. Mozart's ballet, Le Petit Rien, was performed at the Opera House, and he was negotiating to write several works for Le Concert Spirituel, one of the city's largest and most prestigious orchestras. But then Mozart's mother fell ill and soon died, leaving Wolfgang in an unfamiliar city with almost no one he knew well. But Mozart was the consummate professional, and he knew that it would be a high honor to have his work performed by Le Concert Spirituel. So he did something he hadn't done in 3 years. He began writing a symphony. Mozart was savvy enough to recognize French musical tastes for what they were, style over substance. He wrote the symphony in 3 movements instead of the 4 preferred in Germany. He included clarinets in a symphony for the first time, and he played with the audience's expectations just enough to get the desired effect. As he put it, a tremendous burst of applause. There's plenty of style in the symphony's opening, which is really more a series of scales than actual melodies. But there is also enough substance to please the more sophisticated listeners. For instance, instead of repeating the opening section as he would have in a more formal structure, what sounds like a repeat is actually a short development section. Gets to show off his skill at counterpoint in the recapitulation. Mozart wrote to his father that the opening movement was interrupted several times by applause and shouts of approval, but he doesn't say much about the slow movement. Evidently, the director of Le Concert Spirituel was unhappy with the original slow movement, although from Mozart's description, the final rehearsal was so bad that it would have been difficult to tell. So, Mozart wrote to his father, "To satisfy him, I have composed a fresh andante. Each is good in its own way, for each has a different character." End quote. It's still not clear which of the two andantes is the original. each has its charms. Here is Mozart's description of the finale. Having observed that all last as well as first allegros begin here with all the instruments playing together and generally unison, I began mine with two violins only, piano for the first eight bars, followed instantly by a forte. The audience, as I expected, said hush at the soft beginning, and when they heard the forte, began at once to clap their hands, end quote. Mozart wrote, "I was so happy that as soon as the symphony was over, I went off to the Palais Royal, where I had a large ice, said the rosary as I had vowed to do, and went home." End quote. It may be unkind to suggest that in the France of Louis XVI, Parisians preferred style over substance, but the fact is that not a single symphony from that time and place has anything near the prestige or status of those written by foreigners, specifically the six symphonies Haydn wrote in the 1780s and Mozart's Symphony No. 31, The Paris. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.